So yesterday we spoke through, I hope that I'm positive, spoke through, talked about Abaye. What's Abaye's time to Elon the Akta also in the Kitzur Shul Basel? What does Abaye hope? What does Abaye want from the Kitzur Shul Basel? So basically we saw three approaches, really Shtayim Shem Sholosh. First we saw the approach of the Ramban. Now, first in the Ramban, we reconstructed the approach of the Ramban. Abaye's taina is that nobody passes Mechitza Shel Basel. It's inconceivable that anybody would pass the Mechitza Shel Basel. Mechitza Shel Basel are about a good. The holidays. And therefore, Abaye's argument is, he's arguing from, it's like a reductio ad absurdum. Abaye's saying, you heard Rava say that the problem with Lamala Mechot is that the Mechitzas are Kavua. Abaye said, if that's the case, Mechitzas Lamala Mechot are possible because they're Kavua, the Mechitzas Shel Basel would also be Kavua, and that's ridiculous. So it must be that we don't care about the Binyan of the Sukkah. The Binyan of the Sukkah could be as Kavua as you want, and it's still going to be, it's still kosher. So who I didn't? Lamala Mechot is the same thing. Who cares if the Mechitzas are Kavua? It's not any worse than Mechitzas Shel Basel. Mechitzas Shel Basel are kosher. It doesn't matter whether you hold your Sarai and your Eskai Bein, and Mechitzas Shel Basel, Binyan Kavua is certainly a kosher. Why is it kosher? So, between the Rashi, Yesh B'chak V'arai, and we'll talk about the Rashi today in Mitzvah Shem. But whatever the reason is, we had a placeholder, Yesh B'chak V'arai, without even explaining what it might mean. But Akoponim, Abaye said, it's a double kosher, Mechitzas Shel Basel are kosher, L'Kuli Alma, therefore Mechitzas L'Mal Mechof are also kosher, L'Kuli Alma. Mephizeh, he said, it's a flat-out steer between Abaye over here and Abaye in Daf Zayah. Because if Mechitzas Shel Basel are kosher l'kuli alma, and if Mechitzas L'mal Mechof are kosher l'kuli alma, then from the fact that Yehuda is machshir l'mal Mechof, you don't see anything. Everybody's machshir l'mal Mechof. There's no such thing as a man d'omer who passes l'mal Mechof according to Abaye. Anybody who would pass l'mal Mechof because of the Mechitzas, because it's kavua, would have to pass l'mechitzas Shel Basel, and that's ridiculous to pass l'mechitzas Shel Basel. So nobody passes l'mal Mechof. So what do you see from the fact that Yehuda is machshir l'mal Mechof? Everybody's machshir l'mal Mechof. So Abaye and Zayim says otherwise, and was Madaik from Rabbi Yehuda, who holds L'mal Mechof, oh dear Skab Enon, that's a Chazorah from Abaye by us. That's what the Ramban says, that Abaye was Chazor and Zayim. That was one Mahalach. The other Mahalach in Abaye was that Abaye is saying, that Abaye is not saying that it's ridiculous to pass the Mechitza Shel Basel. It's not ridiculous at all. In fact, according to Abaye, if dear Sarai Ba'inon, if a sukkah, if you need dearest Sarai, then Mechitzas Shel Basel in fact are no good. Because the Abaye sheet is that we measure dearest Sarai and dearest Kvah by the Mechitzas. And if you need to have a dearest Sarai, then Mechitzas Shel Basel are possible. And a Chanani. So what's Abaye's argument? Abaye's argument is that if you're telling me that the reason why a sukkah L'mal Mechof is possible according to the Tanakhama is because the Mechitzas are Kavua, then why did Tanakhama only talk about mechitzas that are l'mal mechof? There are many mechitzas that are kavua. Even l'mata mechof, you can have mechitzas shel barzel. So why pick on mechitzas l'mal mechof? So from the fact that the Tanakhama only passed l'mal mechof and he did not pass the mechitzas shel barzel, you see, and here's sort of divided, you see either that the Tanakhama holds that dir is kvav inon, that's what the rabbi in the mitzvah say, or that the Mishnah is not necessarily talking about a case where the Mechitzas were Kavua. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case even where the Mechitzas were not Kavua. The Regilus says that they're Kavua L'mal Mechof. They're not always Kavua L'mal Mechof. And Abaye's argument is, if the Mishnah was talking about Mechitzas Kavua, it could have talked about Mechitzas Shel Basel. Didn't choose to talk about Mechitzas Shel Basel, because it's not necessarily talking about Mechitzas that are Kavua. It's talking about other kinds of Mechitzas also that are saying a different reason why L'mal Mechof is possible, even in the rare case that it's not a Mechitza Kavua, but it's possible anyway because of the Shelter Eino, whatever other reason. That's what we saw yesterday. Okay, moving on. Let's take a look now in some more inside. Let's go back to the Gemara itself. Let's start inside with Rashi. So we'll start from the top. So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Mehoko Basuka Station Shiva Shyam, Amar Therik Shiva Shyam, and same with the Eskva, the Shave the Dear Sarai, Ad Esram Amar Odom Yeshiv, Odom Oisa the Osi Dear Sarai, Lamal Yeshim Amar, Enom Oisa the Osi Dear Sarai, Ella Dear Eskva. Amalay Abai, Ella Mayata, also Mechitsu Shabazo, the Sikh Kagama, the Kanami Loyavi Sukh. Amalay. The Rav said back to Abaye, "Hochi kaaminu lach." This is what I mean. Ad chof amod odom oisu diyosu diyos arai yavod diyos bananu nafik. The mami chof to odom oisu diyosu diyos kva ki yavod diyos arai nami lo nafik. Talk to Rashi. Shiva Shalom, Sukkah Shal Shiva Vesuloi, the Haimah Arai Vedayah Vemuchitz is Kalos. The man of Yesim Tzarek, lastly, you say they say, two different Gesoys, the Umachitz Hesek, Fum Shaloi Tipo. We'll come back to that, Rashi. Adesh Shemamo, the Odom Oise, Shapi Domi, up to Chavamo, since you could make Tfanas Arai, so the Sukkah is Kosher, Dr. Rashi, the Vada Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. So Rashi says, the Svara, Til Chavamo, since you could make the Mechitzis Arai, even if you made Mechitzis Shal Basil, it's Kosher, it's Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. Whatever that means. But also Ketoyah, So Rashi here is explaining Rava. He's explaining according to Rava why is it Taka? If the Tarakam holds Dir Sarai Beinon, that's Rava Shita, Dir Sarai Beinon, according to the Tarakam. So why is it that the Tarakam allows Mechitza Shel Barzel but does not allow Shachla Mala Michof? If in fact there is a Rabbeinu, we should pass the Mechitzah Shel Barzel too. So Rashi says it's a Svar. Yesh Bechal Kvarai. It can't be that we're going to pass the Yesh Bechal Kvarai. Even Mechitzah Shel Barzel is not a steer to the Yerserai. Mechitzah Shel Barzel includes the Yerserai. So there's no Mokot, we can't pass the Mechitzah Shel Barzel. So I am Alam Echof. We do pass the Malnichov. So Rashi says that's a Nechrami. It's not because the Mechitzas are Kavua. The Matanichov, if the Mechitzas are Kavua, it's fine. Yesh Bechal Kvarai. The reason why we pass the Mechitzas Shel Barzel is because, excuse me, the reason why the Malnichov is possible is because the Torah was Megala Shir Goyva. Shete Yechol Lamed Al Yibay Yisei Tisarai. And Tzchach has to be Yechol Lamed Al Yibay Yisei Tisarai. Tzchach Lamed Al Malnichov. It's any Yechol Lamed Al Yibay Yisei Tisarai. It needs Yisei Tisarai. So that's already possible. It's a sheer good. So I want to point first of all before we get into this Yesh Bechal Kvarai. Rashi here in the sugya, he explains Rav, but Rashi did not really explain Abaye too much. In fact, he didn't explain Abaye at all. Abaye also is a Mechitzah Shel Barzel HaKosha. Abaye and Rav both agree that Mechitzah Shel Barzel HaKosha. Abaye just extrapolates, well, it's Mechitzah Shel Barzel HaKosha, the Malam Kosha, also be Kosha. Robert says, no, it's not the same. Mechitzah Shel Barzel HaKosher, because Yesh Bechal Kvarai, the Mal Nichof is a Shir Goyva. Shir Goyva we require. But they all agree, Mechitzah Shel Barzel HaKosher. Why Mechitzah Shel Barzel HaKosher? So in Rava, Rashi explains, because Yesh Bechal Kvarai. Well, we don't know what that means exactly, but Yesh Bechal Kvarai. In Abaye, Rashi didn't say anything. So yesterday, when we were grappling with, you know, what's the Pshat in Abaye, and what does Abaye want from Mechitzah Shel Barzel, and went through all of these various shittos, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ravid, the Tyson of Zion. So I didn't have a shittos Rashi, because Rashi really didn't say. So I don't know what Rashi holds. Rashi doesn't explain what's his take on Mechitzah Shel Barzel. But afterwards I realized that there is a Rashi. And the Rashi is an Amud Beis. Mishum Kushya Da'abai. Before the third narrow line. Actually going in the Gemara, the Gemara says, Kulu Kirova Loyami, all the other Amorim, Rabban Rav Zeir, don't agree with Rova, because they side with Kushya Da'abai. Here Rashi, and this Rashi tells us how he learns Abai. So what does Rashi say? Mishum Kushya Da'abai. Dosa Mechitzah Shel Barzel. Mishinu Yolim Ashmalu. And they don't like Rabban Rav Zeir, meaning they don't accept Rava's teretz about the Shir Goyva. Hoyo v'kro lav dafka arai nokat lo yalfinu minei shiur. Since Abayis proves from Mechitzah Shel Barzel that kro lav dafka nokat kro lav dafka arai nokat. So therefore they held that we can't make up a new Shir Goyva either. Since Krol Lav Dafka Arai Nokat. This is important Rashi. It says in Rashi that the Pshat in Abaye, the thing that Abaye proved from Mechitzah Shel Barzel, is that Krol Lav Dafka Arai Nokat. That when the Torah said Shivas Yomim, Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim, which Rava thinks means Yeshivas Arai, Abaye says no, Krol Lav Dafka Arai Nokat. It does not mean Yeshiva Sarai. And that's what Abai proved to Mechitza Shel Basel. Kilema, I think what says Ms. Rashi is, Abai's argument is like this. Mechitza Shel Basel, Akasha L'Kulayam. A lot of the Akasha L'Kulayam. Nobody ever passed on Mechitza Shel Basel. Aye, the Torah says, Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim, maybe that means Tzvira Sarai. Says Abai, it can't mean the Yerusarai. Because if it meant the Yerusarai, because then we would have to pass on Mechitza Shel Basel, and Mechitza Shel Basel are not possible. So since Mechitza Shel Basel are not possible, it must be that there is no tzad that when the Torah said, that when the Torah says Pesukas Teishim Shivas Yomim, it means the Yerusarai. It can't be that Kroa Davka Arai Nokat, because then Mechitza Shel Basel will be possible, and Mechitza Shel Basel are not possible. It must be that Kroa Lav Davka Arai Nokat. So let's just understand this Rashi. Again, I'm not saying anything fancy right now. Very simple. Just understand, just the Pshat Togmah Rashi. How come Rashi explained Abaye? He's talking to Abaye now. So he's explaining why is Mechitza Shel Basel kosher? What do you see from Mechitza Shel Basel? So Abaye sees in Mechitza Shel Basel that Kol Lav Davka Arai Nokat. Then it doesn't mean Yeshiva Sarai. When Torah says Bezukah Seishu, it doesn't mean Arai. Because that would be crazy, because then you'd have to pass on Mechitza Shel Basel, and that's not true. In Rova, when Rashi is explaining why Mechitza Shel Basel are kosher, so he says a different sort. Rova really thinks that the pasuk does mean Arai. Sukkos Teishu means Arai, but it can't mean the pasul Mechitza Shel Basel, said Rashi, because Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. Basically, let's understand pasuk chat. Why in Abai didn't Rashi say what he said in Amud Aleph and Rova? He should have said in Abai that when the Torah says the Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim, it doesn't pasul Mechitza Shel Basel or to all walls either, because Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. Rashi says something more than that. Not that Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai means you need Arai, but Mechitza Shel Basel are good enough Arai too, because Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. Whatever the Hesber is. So say that in Abai. Kro Davka Nokat. The Torah Taka means Yeshiva, and Mechitza Teishu means Arai. But you can still say that Mechitza Shel Basel, or in tall, big walls, whatever they are, because Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. That's what he said in Rova. So how come in Abai he says that that the pasuk doesn't mean Arai at all? Shat is poshut. The Torah says the sukkos teishu shivas yomim. Rova understands that to mean, at least I'll leave it to Tanakama. The sukkos teishu means yeshivas Arai. Does the yeshiva say shivas yomim the teishu? The sukkos teishu shivas yomim, that the shivas yomim gives the character to the yeshiva. Yeshivas, the Torah is telling me you should sit in the sukkah and yeshivas Arai. First glance, that would mean that the sukkah has to be Arai. You can't have Mechitza Shel Basel. That's not true. That's a lot of not true. Even according to Rova, that's not true. And why is it not true? So Rashi says in Amud Aleph. That's the earlier Rashi. Well, so reading through the Gemara, that's the Rashi we encountered first. Although it's in Rova, not in Abai. In the Gemara. But Rashi explained to me, because Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. It doesn't make any sense to say that because you have to have Teishu Shivas Yomim, because you have to have Yeshiva Sarai, therefore you can't have Mechitza Shel Basel. Mechitza Shel Basel is not a stira to Yeshiva Sarai, because Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. Again, we don't know, maybe this is wrong of me not to spend time first on explaining. I mean, I threw out an explanation, maybe. Maybe the inner layer of every sukkah svah, you peel off the inner layer and it's just like aluminum foil and it would be a sukkah sarai. I don't think that's the right explanation, but maybe we could just, you know, for the time being as a placeholder. Whatever it is, the Rashi is about Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. It's inconceivable. The Torah says, Teishu Shivas Yomim, that's not a stira to sitting in Mechitza Shel Basel. So the Torah is not passing Mechitza Shel Basel. So then why did the Torah say, Basukkah is Teishu Shivas Yomim? Why did the Torah say that you have to have a yeshiva sarai? L'may nafkimino. What's the nafkimino? The Torah says you need a yeshiva sarai. L'may nafkimino. It doesn't mean you have to sit in a flimsy sukkah. That's not true. Yesh Bechal Kvar Arai. So then what does it mean? The Torah must mean something. There must be some nafkimino in the salacha. It's a pasuk, Basukkah is Teishu Shivas Yomim. What does the Torah want? So Rava answers, al kochach, since it can't mean that you literally need a binyan arai, that's not true, yesh b'chak v'arai, it must mean something else, namely, right, shir gaiva, los loch shir gaiva. It means chak, shir chalalam, ma'yal yidei yisei des arai. Abai doesn't accept that. Abai doesn't accept that. He doesn't think that it means shir, that's the Rashi over here. That Abai and Rabban Reb Zeir, who agree with Abai on this point, they hold that if it doesn't mean literally that you need a sukkah sarai, then there's no warrant to think that it means a shir goyva. Torah doesn't say shir goyva. If anything, it means that you need a sukkah sarai, and that's not true. A shir goyva, they don't think you can invent. So then, if that's the case, then we're back to square one. So l'may nafkamina, did the Torah say that you need a shir sarai? It can't be to tell me that you have to have a flimsy sukkah. That's not true. Chisish Shabbos are also good. Yesh b'chag v'ara. It can't be to tell me shir goyva, because I'm Abaye and these Amaroim, they don't think that you can extrapolate a Shir Gaiva. Just make it up. They don't think the Pasuk means a Shir Gaiva. Either it means what it means, or it doesn't mean anything. So then at the end of the day, Lemai Nafkamina, so why did Torah have to say Vesukas Tei Shiyom and Yeshiva Sarai? There's no Nafkamina. Al Korchuch, says Abaye, and the Amaroim, who follow Abaye, you're right. And therefore, Bal Korchuch, you have to say, that when the Torah said Vesukas Tei Shiyom and Yeshiva Sarai, Dafka Arai Nokat, that Ataka doesn't mean Arai. Because it doesn't make any sense for it to mean arai. There's no possible nafkamina that we can there's no nafkamina for it. Since there's no nafkamina for it, then that can't be shot in the pasuk. And if when the pasuk says b'sukkos tei shuvos lavdafka, Torah doesn't care what kind of yeshiva it is. Yeshiva doesn't matter. The Torah is not requiring yeshiva sarai because there's no possible nafkamina for requiring yeshiva sarai. That's the shot on the Rashi. This Rashi taka comes after the earlier Rashi. The seder hadvarim is. Abai heard, Rava said, L'mayla Mechof is possible. Abai thought, you know why it's possible? Because the Mechitzes are Kavua. So Abai said, that's impossible, then Mechitzes of Basel will also be Kavua. Where Omar Odom Ye'olam, that Mechitzes of Basel are Kavua, that Mechitzes of Basel are possible. Avada the Kavsir, why? Because Yesh B'chag V'ara. So therefore, it can't mean, so who cares about the Mechitzes? We can't, there's no requirement that the Mechitzes be Arai. Even if the Mechitzes are Kavua, it's not a steer to Yeshiva Sarai. So therefore, Abai, well, Rava, what are you saying? Rava responded, yes, but the pasuk still means something. You're right. Mechitzah shel Barzel doesn't mean to preclude Mechitzah shel Barzel. When the Torah said Besukas Teshuvah Yeshiva Sarai, it meant to tell me Yeshiva Gaiva. Abaye and the Amorim who agree with Abaye don't accept that it's telling me Yeshiva Gaiva. They think that's too far-fetched that the Torah is telling me Yeshiva Gaiva. And therefore, bottom line, according to Abaye and Rabban Rav Zeir, bottom line is there really is no nafkamina in Besukas Teshuvah in the pasuk saying Yeshiva Sarai. Well, if there's no nafkamina, then that can't be what the pasuk is saying. And you have to say the pasuk is not that. And that's the bottom line of Abai. So Zachinu, so that we really have a Rashi. That Rashi learned Pshat and Abai, so it connects to yesterday Shir. But now we know how Rashi learned Pshat and Abai. Abai is saying that from the fact that Mechitzah Shel Barzel are certainly kosher, it's axiomatic that Mechitzah Shel Barzel are kosher because Yesh B'chak V'arai, so you see that there's no such thing as a Mandom of Diris Arai Vino. Can't be the pasuk means you need to have a diras arai. Doesn't make sense because there's no nafkamina for it. So it just can't be. And therefore there is no man d'om diras arai being. That's a bialy. Comes out like this. It's a very fascinating thing, according to Abai. There's certainly tanoim who hold diras kabeinu. We have a lot of tanoim who hold the diras kabeinu. Shimon and Nebuchadnezzar, Rebbe, why is this? Abai, the whole slew of Tanoim over there, whole dearest, Kaviyim. But according to Abai, there's no Tanoim who holds dearest Arabiyim. Which makes sense. There are Tanoim who hold dearest Kaviyim, because dearest Kva, that's meaningful. Notice, there are Tanoim who read the Pasuk, Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim, to mean Yeshivas Kva. Those are the Tanoim who hold Basukas Teshu means dearest Kaviyim. Basukas Teshu means Yeshivas Kva. And that makes sense, because yeshiva's kva is a significant requirement. Yeshiva's kva precludes certain kinds of sukkahs. What kind of sukkahs does yeshiva's kva preclude? Sukkahs with only three walls, according to Rav Shimon. Sukkahs that are too small, less than Dalai Lama, according to Rebbe. Those are sukkahs in which you can't have a yeshiva. Those are sukkahs that don't allow a yeshiva's kva. I can't do a yeshiva's kva in a sukkah that only has three walls. I can't do a yeshiva's kva in a sukkah, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, that makes sense. But there's no man to omer who holds diras arai ba'inam. Because diras arai ba'inam doesn't preclude anything. It doesn't preclude mechitzah shel barzel, yesh b'chak v'arai. sheer guy, but altogether Abaye doesn't think makes any sense. So therefore, according to Abaye, the machlekes tanoim, whether sukkah dir is harayin or sukkah dir is kvabin, and it really is the machlekes whether sukkah dir is kvabin on or lav dafke anything. That's Abaye. In the Cheshbon of in the Mahalchim that we had yesterday in the Gemara, it's closest to the Ramban. Maybe even this is the Ramban. We could read the Ramban this way too. It's basically the Ramban. In the Cheshbon of Sukkah, it's the Ramban. But in the Rashi, there's some extra detail here that the Ramban didn't see in the Ramban. It's basically in the Tzuros of the Shmaitzah, in the Tzur of the Sugya, in the structure of the Sugya, it follows the Ramban's Mahalchim. That Abai takes it as an axiom. That Mechitza Shel Barzel are certainly kosher. Everybody allows Mechitza Shel Barzel. According to Abaye, therefore, is Mechitza that are allowed to be kosher according to everybody. Even there cannot be a man da'amim who passels Mechitza Shel Barzel, because that would mean that you have to have Dafka Dir Sarai, and there's no such thing as Dafka Dir Sarai, because Yesh Bachal Kvarai. So Dir Sarai is called as Lab Dafka. So there's never a man da'amim who requires Dafka Dir Sarai. There's never a man da'amim who passels Mechitza Shel Barzel. There's never a man da'amim who passels mechitzas that are l'mala me'chof amot. And if that's the case, then from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir l'mala mechitzas that are more than esrim amot, we don't see anything. Because the whole world is machshir mechitzas that are more than esrim amot. Who would ever passel them? And I Abaye Dav Zayin did read into Rabbi Yehuda that there is kavim, it must be a chazar and Abaye. That was the ma'akh of the Rabbi. Rashi puts into that. But in Rashi now you have a Tisefes Dorim. That according to Abaye comes out that this mamish no nafkamina dir sarai beinon. And because of no nafkamina, then the pasuk itself must not mean dir sarai beinon, because the pasuk can't require something that has no nafkamina. And since according to Abaye, dir sarai beinon has no nafkamina, it's no nafkamina for mechitza shel barzel, because yesh b'chal kvarai. No nafkamina for shir gaiva, Abaye doesn't believe in shir gaiva. So there's no nafkamina dir sarai beinon. So in the Chanavi, lemad omer dir sarai beinon, kol av dafka, and the Torah doesn't care what you do. I don't know, deer is crabbing, and then you take after have a deer is crabbing, and then the suk has to be fine. Right? Yeah.
Do we have an explanation for lav dafka arai other than shaving the inside of the walls?
For not lav dafka, for yesh b'chal kvarai. Yeah, I want to come to it now. I was pushing that off, because in the cheshbon of sugya, it doesn't matter to me how we understand yesh b'chal kvarai. In yesh b'chal kvarai, it says that even if the sukkah station means deer is arai, that's not a steer to mechitza shel barzel.
Even if it's
kevak
and mekamarai, that's what it is.
Yeah. Why? I don't have to look right now under the hood to understand why yesh b'chal kvarai. In a few minutes, we're not going to push it off indefinitely. But for the time being, it's a complicated story. What does this mean, yesh b'chal kvarai? It doesn't bother me right now. Yesh b'chal kvarai functionally says that even if besukas teshu were meant diras arai, you could still have mechitza shel barzel. And therefore, the Torah, when it says Besukas Teishas Shivas Yomim, even if the Torah means Arai, it's not precluding Mechitzas Shel Barzel, it's not precluding Mechitzas L'mal Mechof. Abaye doesn't believe in Shir Goiva, so basically the Pasuk is not really saying anything, because there's no Nafkamina. So Nechanavi, that's what Rashi goes on to say later on, that according to Abaye, Krolav Dafka Nokat. Krolav Dafka Nokat, because it doesn't take me anywhere.
For this, it doesn't matter what it means then.
Yeah. Right.
This is assuming that if Rashi and Rabban have the same starting point, that Rashi also have to say that Abaye was
motivated
to Rava's explanation.
Right, I think that has to follow. Rava. I think so. Abaye said, according to Rashi, there's no way out of the steer in Abaye. It could be everything I'm saying now in Rashi, the Rambam might mama should agree to 100%. I don't know otherwise. It's just an elaboration. Was yesterday, all the Rambam says is that it's axiomatic that Mechitzas Shel Barzel are kosher. He doesn't even say that. We just reconstructed it out of the Rambam from the fact of how he deals with the steer. We reconstruct in the Rabbi that Rabbi is saying Mechitzas Shel Barzel are kosher l'kuli alma. But why are they kosher l'kuli alma? So yesterday, as a placeholder, sort of, he said because Yesh B'chal Kvarai. Now it turns out that it's really more than that. I mean, that's true too, but it really goes more than that, because Yesh B'chal Kvarai means that Mechitzas Shel Barzel that we can't passel Mechitzas Shel Barzel, and therefore we can't really passel anything, and therefore when the Torah says Arai, it really doesn't mean anything. And Nechami Krolav Dafka Nokatar Koin Tavai. According to Rava, no, the pasuk is telling me something. It's telling me a shir gaiva. At least it's telling me a shir gaiva.
According to Abaye, let's say Rabbi Yehuda says af yeras kevav beinam. So then, what's an afamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Abaye Shita?
After I don't want to deal right now with after as far. It's too. It's not throwing. That's a limit by itself. There's some rishonim have a notion that in Rabbi Yehuda, there is probably means after as far. if I put that in now into the cheshbon, we're gonna get bogged down.
As a Mayan based learning from Yehuda and Hayashi.
Yehuda holds. How does a Bayan by us explain Rabbi Yehuda? Why? Yeah, good question. I don't know. According to Abaye and the people who view the Abaye, they hold that Kol Lav Dafka Nokat Arai, so then we don't really know where Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda could also hold that way, Kol Lav Dafka Nokat Arai. The answer is this. There aren't another whole Yehuda's coming. Rav Shimon or Lezer, nothing to do with Mechitza Shabbat, there are Tanaim of all Sukkah Deir is Kabin. Rav Shimon says you need four walls and so on and so forth. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah HaYoshen, who says that HaYoshen Tachas Amita is Yosef Dei Chelosai, has to hold Taka Deir is Kabin. And clearly he has to hold Deir is Kabin, because that's why the Osi Oil Arayim Vat Oil Kla. But according to Abaye, that has nothing to do with Rav Yehuda in that base. Yehuda and that base is Machshir Sukkah L'mal Michof. Everybody's Machshir Sukkah L'mal Michof. That's not even controversial. I mean, it's controversial because of L'sholta Ba'ema for other reasons. But as far as Kfar Narai is concerned, walls that are a Sukkah that's L'mal Michof is basically walls that are L'mal Michof. Walls that are L'mal Michof are Mechitza Shel Barzel. Mechitza Shel Barzel, that's Mom and Apple Pie. Everybody's Machshir that. Because Sukkah Dir is Kfar Ba'inun, or even if Sukkah Dir is Arai Ba'inun, but Yesh B'chal Kfar Arai. So according to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda in that way says that Sukkah L'mal Michof is kosher. That's like totally irrelevant to the issue of what does he hold about Sukkah Dir Sarayah Dir Eskla. The Gemara in Hayoshin, the Mishnah Hayoshin is fine. It happens to be Rabbi Yehuda's Dir Eskla in Hayoshin, but it's nothing to do with over here. But he says here everybody could hold. The Gemara that says Rabbi Yehuda L'Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda Shitosei, that's already not like Abaye. That's a rovah that we do. I want to go on, but just one more question.
It's not between Lav Dafka Nokat
and Kfar Ba'inam.
What's changed?
No, no. It was according to Rashi, if Sukkah, Dir is Kfar Ba'inam is a very, again, in Abaye's world, to say Sukkah Dir is Kfar Ba'inam is a very coherent position. Sukkah Dir is Kfar Ba'inam means the Sukkah has to be strong and sturdy and amenable to Yeshiva's Kfar, and therefore it has to have four walls, and it has to be Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos. And it has to be, I mean, all the things that the Tanaim talk about in Dav Zayin. There is a Manda Omar, there are Manda Omar, there are Tanaim holds Sukkah Dir is Kfar Ba'inam. But Abaye holds, there's no such thing as the Tanaim holds Sukkah Dir is Arai Ba'inam. Because Sukkah Dir is Arai Ba'inam is meaningless. You have to have a Dir is Arai, the Sukkah has to be Arai, even if it's Kvai is Arai, because Yesh B'chal Kvai Arai. So there can't be a Tanaim holds Sukkah Dir is Arai Ba'inam. There's either Tanaim holds Sukkah Dir is Kfar Ba'inam, or there are Tanaim holds that Kro Lav Dafka Nokat. And the Torah doesn't care. But to say
it's a chazar from Lav Dafka Nokat to Kvabi, you know.
No, there's no chazar from.
That's how we're saying. We're saying now about the Ramban learning Abaye.
No, the chazar is in Tanakh. And that base, Abaye holds, that there's no such thing as the Mandom of Sukkah Dir Sarai Beinon. There's Sukkah Dir Kvabinon, or we don't care. In which case, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir Lamal Michof, we have no idea what he holds. He might hold Sukkah Dir is Kfar Ba'inam. He might hold that we don't care. Either way, Lamal Michof is kosher. Either way, Mechitza Shel Barzel is kosher. So we don't see anything in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Lamal Michof is kosher. Yeah. Everybody holds Lamal Michof is kosher. Lamal Dir is Kfar Ba'inam certainly holds it's kosher because it's a Dir is Kfar. Lamal Dir is Arai Ba'inam also would hold that it's kosher because Yesh B'chal Kfar Arai. So there's no such thing as Dir is Arai Ba'inam. Abaye Dav Zayin said that we see from Rabbi Yehuda Dir is Kfar Ba'inam, implying that if you held Dir is Arai Ba'inam, the Malam Michof would be no good. That's not like Abaye Baras. Abaye Baras says there's no such thing as Dir is Arai Ba'inam. Abaye Dav Zayin says, yeah, there's a Madom who holds Dir is Arai Ba'inam, and Rabbi Yehuda holds out that way. Okay, let's go on. So the Maaser, what's out some Ray, Shiva Shiray, or Achayna Shiray? Rava says the Lamal Mechof is possible. Why is Lamal Mechof possible? because so Rashi said, Rashi had a lashon that it needs the very beginning of Rashi, Shiva Yomim, Sukha Shil Shiva, Usuloi Dahaima Rai. So it says in Rashi that the problem is Chachla Malam Esrim in Rav, not in Rav's book. The problem is Chachla Malam Esrim is that it requires the Chitzos Kuhn. So the Rashash. That's why the Malam Lechav is possible. When the Gemara says, all the Moisei Dirosei Diros Kva, the Malam Lechav, all the Moisei Dirosei Diros Diros Kva, it means he has to make strong Mechitzos. Since Chachla Malam Lechav needs strong Mechitzos, so that's why it's possible. So Rashash asks, Rashash understood that Rashi is saying that the psul of the Malam Lechav is a psul of the Mechitzos. The problem with the Malam Lechav, excuse me a second, it's probably not right, but that's how the Rashash seems to have understood. That the psul of Lamal Nechav is a psul of the Mechitzos. The Mechitzos have to be Kavua. The Maila Lamata Nechav, where the Mechitzos don't have to be Kavua, so even if they are Kavua, it's okay. That's Rava's response to Mechitzos of Basel. Lamata Nechav, the Mechitzos could have been Arai, so even if they happen to be Kavua, it's still okay. But Lamal Nechav, where the Mechitzos not only are Kavua, but have to be Kavua, so that's worse. Mechitzos that could have been Arai are okay. Mechitzos that have to be Kavua are not okay. But it's a din in the Mechitzos. That's how the Rashash understood the Rashi. Ask the Rashash, Hechon Matzino, that there are psulim in the Mechitzos. He brings Rishonim, that generally speaking, psulei sukkah are all in the schach. The schach has psulim. It can't be Mekabel Tumma, or it can't be Rol Mekabel Tumma, it has to be Gidulei Karka, and so on. All Hilcha Sukkah, or most Hilcha Sukkah anyway, or most psulei sukkah, are said in the schach. That's why they give a chsherim on the schach, they don't give a chsherim on the tvanit. There's no psulim in the tvanit, by and large, no psulim in the tvanit. And here we have this unusual phenomenon that there's a psulim in the tvanit, there's a psulim in the mechitzos. Not a kasha mamish, but he's saying it's an anomalous kind of thing. And the Rashash says that he thinks, lulei divei Rashi, he would have learned pshat min gemara differently. He would have said that it's nothing to do with the mechitzos. The problem with schach leval michov is that people, when they make a new, that nobody builds a 20 amud tall ceiling for a dir sarai. People, when they build a fancy house, they make a 20 foot ceiling. It's a 30 foot ceiling, a 40 foot ceiling, I don't know exactly, whatever 20 amud is. It's a very tall ceiling. So nobody builds a dir sarai with such a tall ceiling. And it's nothing to do with the mechitzas. It's not what Rashi says. It's fair. Now he says, lulei divei Rashi, he would have said, that's pshat l'gemar. That the problem with Chachla Malam Esrim is that such a tall ceiling, it looks like you're building a palace. And a palace is a dearest cloud. Then Mr. Rashash and the Chavin to Arishim, that the Ritva brings such a pshat b'shem tesis. We don't have this tesis. Well, nice, that's how Rashi is. Rashi says it's because the mechitzas are kavur. So, Taka seems to be sort of an anomalous thing, that we have a psul over here in the mechitzas. But Teshua has a different kasha. Teshua asked, the problem with Malami Esrim is that it requires Mechitzas Kuim. So ask the Teshua, the Tfanis don't have to be 20 Amos tall. There's no din that the Tfanis have to reach the Schach at all. The Tfanis have to be 10 Tfokim tall. You could have Schach with Malami Esrim. The Mishnah is the Sukkah of Malami Esrim. Probably means the Schach is the Malami Esrim. Schach could be lamal meesrim, and the tefanis could be short mechitzah. Mechitzah only has to be 10 tefach. So you could have a sukkah that's 20 amos tall, and the mechitzahs are like mechitzahs in a minor orthodox shul. It's a little tiny mechitzah. And it's fine. So where's the kfar? But the Gemara says it's possible. So what's the answer to the Yeshua's kasha? The Yeshua himself says. And Shul says that it's a doichuk for some reason, but it's not a doichuk at all, it's really a mechurish in Rashi. Did Rashi say, when Rashi talks about Schach L'mal and Esrim, did Rashi just say that the problem with Schach L'mal and Esrim is that the mechitzas are kvua? Rashi didn't just say that. I said more than that. What did Rashi say? What does Rashi have to do? For the Mitzchach of Yilamal, I'm asking, what did Rashi say? What has to be Kavu? The Mechitzas and the Yisevitz. The last Rashi doesn't even mention Mechitzas, only says the Yisevitz. In other words, let's start with Peshu's Kasha. The Tfanis don't have to reach up to the Schach, so where's the Kvar? So Rashi really addresses it. Yeah, the Tfanis don't have to reach the Schach, but the Schach can't be suspended in midair by itself. Something's holding up the Schach. It's not the Tfanis, it's the Yisevitz, the Yisevitz. You need a structure to hold up the Schach. And that structure has to be Kavua. So Peshu's Kasha. Peshu himself says this, but Peshu is a Dafik. Not a Dafik. He says in Rashi. That's why Rashi talks about not only Mechitzas, he talks about Yisevitz. That the psul of Lamala Mechav is not so much that it needs Mechitzas that are Kavua. I mean, you could have with Mechitzas that are Kavua. If you want to build the if you want to support the Schach with the Mechitzas will be Kavua. If you don't want the Mechitzas to reach the Schach, so you're going to have some other support for the Schach. Whatever support it is, it's going to have to be Kavua, and that's the psul. That's the fairish in Rashi. These would be the Peshu is Kasha. But moreover, once that's true, that's clear in Rashi. So is that a halacha in the Yesedos? Schach lemalami esrim is possible. Is it possible because it has possible Yesedos? What do you mean? There's no such thing as possible Yesedos. You don't need to have Yesedos. Yesedos don't have dinim. So what's the answer? The schach lemalami chofen is no good because you need to have Yesedos kulim. What is that? Possible Yesedos. Doesn't make any sense. So what's the obvious answer? The obvious answer is that it's not a psul in the Yisaylos. It's a psul in the Schach. Schach that needs to be supported by a structure of Kva is called a Schach that's Kavua. Or at least that's what the Torah passes. It's a din in the Schach. I don't know, because maybe we're presupposing too much to say the schach is kavur. But it's a din in the schach. It's taken not a din in the mechitzah. That's taken pashut in Rashi. The Rashash aside, it's pashut in Rashi, really with fairish in Rashi. The psul over here was not said in the mechitzah. The mechitzah may not even be megillah schach. The psul is in the schach. That schach, that's eino yecholo lamoid al yidei yiseidus arai. That it needs more than a rai kind of structure to support it. It needs a kavur structure to support it. That's schach is possible. Why is it possible? That's the answer to the question. That is possible. That's the shir goyva. But upon him, the psul is in the schach. Not a psul in the tefanis. Chorz arrives. The Gemara later on has a case. Where is the case we have a sukkah that's the Malam Mechav? And, well, it's no good. But in the middle of the sukkah, you build a platform. And you raise the floor level up. So the sukkah was 21 amos tall. So I built a platform that's 2 amos tall. And now I'm sitting in it, and it's wide enough to be Zion on Zion, whatever. So the Gemara says it's kosher. Because now I'm sitting on the platform. And so there's halachas, but either walls are far away from me, so it has to be within Dalad Amas, so the platform has to reach within Dalad Amas of the walls, so I can say Daifin Akuma, and so on and so forth. Right? Not a complicated case. But Akapanim, it's okay, it's kosher. I'm allowed to, that's a fine sukkah. Why is it a good sukkah? The mechitzas are more than 20 Amas tall. The mechitzas are still kavur. Part of the answer is that it's not a din in the mechitzas. It's a din in the mechitzas. It's a din in the schach. The schach, which schach is the schach of the sukkah? The schach that's on top of the istibul. Outside the istibul, it's not a puzzle. You know, you have to be on top of the istibul. But the schach that we're talking about is the schach that's on top of the istibul. The schach that's on top of the istibul is half tall. It's only 19 amos tall. It does not need mechitzas if you put. You say this on top of the Yitzhaba. The Yitzhaba now is my floor. I could put my Yisaydis or Mechitzos on top of the Yitzhaba and they won't have to, and then they could be all right. I didn't do that. I put my Yisaydis and my Mechitzos beyond, further out, and they happen to be more than 20 Amos tall. So what? But they didn't have to. the schach that I'm using, the schach that's the hechsher sukkah, is yechayil lamar ali day say this aray. It happens to be that it happened that it's only ali day say this sukkah, but it could have been ali day say this, and that's good enough because it's a din in the schach. It's not a din in the mechitzas. Chayes poshut. What's interesting is that the Ravid and the Hasogas and the Balamor asked the kasha from Yitztavah. He asked this kasha mamsh. He says, why is Yitztavah okay? The mechitzas are more than 20 amas tall. He says the teretz, and I'm saying that the ma'is of the schach that's on top of the Yitztavah is Yechol Olamo, it doesn't need those mechitzas. It could be Oymed Oyle mechitzas are right. And the Ravid says, but he doesn't think it's right, and he thinks Taka Yitztavah should be possible according to Rava, because the mechitzas are kavua. And the Gemara of Yitztavah is not like Rava. It's a right, the Taloch is not like Rava, the Taloch is like Rava. So it's from the reason for being stated is that the Taloch is like Rava, not like Rava. And the other Chachmi provides also the Muchtam and brings from the Hashlam also the same thing, that the Sugi of Yitztavah is not like Rava. Lefi Rava, Yitztavah is no good, because what do I get? This Chach Lamata Me'esrim. But the Mechitzah said Lamata Me'esrim. Now, as it says in the Ravid and the Michtam and the Ashtam, as well, Chachmei Provence, it says that they hold, not like we're saying, that the din, that according to Rava, the psul of Shlomala Mechav is a psul in the Mechitzis, not in the Schach. And if the Mechitzis are more than 20 amas tall, even though the Schach is less than 20 amas tall, which is going on in the Itzibah case, the Schach is less than 20 amas tall, because it's only the Schach on top of the Itzibah. But the Mechitzis that are holding it up are 20 amas tall. So the Ravitz holds, he entertains the other side, but bottom line, the Ravitz holds that it's possible. Because the Mechitzas of Lamala Me'esrim, and the Din of Lamala Me'esrim is absolutely the Mechitzas not in the Schach. This is the inverse of the case, of the Peyeshua's case. We have Schach Lamala Me'esrim, but the Mechitzas are not Megillah Schach. It's just the opposite. I have Schach that's Lamata Me'esrim, but the Mechitzas are Lamala Me'esrim. And the Ravitz says that it's no good, because it's Taka Din the Mechitzas. It's a din in the mechitzas. It's not like Rashi. Rashi says he say this. This can't be a din in the mechitzas. I don't think the rabbi has he say this. The rabbi has mechitzas. If the mechitzas are 20 yamas tall, the mechitzas are kva and the mechitzas are possible. Are mechitzas of Barzal are okay? The answer is yeah. Mechitzas of Barzal may be kavua, but they could have been alright. But mechitzas lamala me'esrim can only be kavua. And mechitzas that are, can only be kavua, I have to pass the mechitzas. But the chayyim, the rabbi, the sheet we have now is a chilup. So major machlekes is shayin. Is the point of Rava? Is the psul of lamala me'esrim? The psul of arai? Is it a psul in the psul that Rava learns out from arai? Is it a psul in the schach? That's what Rashi says. Or is it a psul? We'll see in places also that way. That's probably the mainstream sheet in the shayin. But we have a sheet the rabbi, the michtam, the hashlama. They hold it's a psul in the mechitzas. I'll ask you a question. If it's a psul in the mechitzas, so then what do they do with the pnei shuas kasher? So what if you have the Mishnah passes Lamala Me'esrim? What if the Tfanas are not Megillah Schach? So then the Tfanas are not Lamala Me'esrim. Then the Tfanas are not Tfanas. So why should it be possible? And again, you can't say because of Yisavis. Because in the Ravid, there can't be Yisavis. There can't be a world of Yisavis. The Ravid holds the Psulas in the Mechitzah, not in the Schach. In the Yisavis, no Dinim. So about in the Ravid, it's only totally Mechitzahs. So what's he going to do with Pnei Shua's Kasha? Eretz says, I don't think it's a Kasha at all, according to the Ravid. The Ravid would say that's not the case of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that a sukkah l'malam esrim is possible, the Ravid holds it means that the Tfanis were l'malam esrim. Ben l'kula ben l'chumra. After all, in the case of Yitztavah, how tall is the schach? More or less than esrim. Less. But it's still possible, says the Ravid. So either. Why is it possible? The Mishnah said the Lamala Me'esrim is possible. The Schach is Lamata Me'esrim. Why is it possible? Because the Mechitzah is Lamala Me'esrim. That means that when the Mishnah said that a Sukkah Lamala Me'esrim is possible, it meant if the Mechitzah is Lamala Me'esrim is possible. So vice versa. If the Schach happens to be Lamala Me'esrim and the Mechitzah is Lamata Me'esrim, then it's also then the Mishnah is going to pass it. When the Mishnah said Sukkah Shikavoya Esrim Amma, according to the Ravid, it means the Mechitzah is Shikavoya Esrim Amma. Ben l'kula, ben l'chumma. If the schach is less than the mechitzas are more, it's possible. And if the schach is more and the mechitzas are less, then it's kosher. On the other hand, Rav Yishayin will hold that the Gemara of Yitztavah does shtim with Rava. Most of all, the Yishayin will pass on that Gemara. I think Gemara of Yitztavah, they hold the Gemara of Yitztavah works fine with Rava. And all the Yishayin will hold that it's halach in the schach. So when the Gemara says that Sukkah Lamala in the Esrim Amma is possible, it doesn't mean it means that what was Lamala in the Esrim Amma? The Schach. Again, Ben Lekula, Ben Lechuma. It means whether in the case of Istabah, it will be kosher, because the Schach is not Lamala in the Esrim, the Schach is less than Esrim, either Mechitza or more, who cares? We're only looking at the Schach. And vice versa. If the Schach was Lamala in the Esrim, even if the Mechitza were less than Esrim, it's still going to be possible, like Rashi explains, because this is a Schach, She'en Yichal Lamed, El Ali Deyes Seydes of Klah. Who cares about the mechitzas? But the schach needs to be supported by a superstructure of klah. That makes the schach possible. So this is a
According to the rabbi, why did the Gemara and that Beis establish the review of Shimon that it's the case of the Taras or Namagil schach as a dafka rabbi and rabba?
Because you're always going to forget. According to rabbi, the machlek is dafka kishet fanois megiyos the schach. It's an either or. You don't have to have Yisaylis. You can support the Sakh with Mechitzas. But if you don't have, if the Mechitzas is not Megis, this Sakh, then you have to support it with Yisaylis. One way or another, it has to have a supportive crop. Could be also Rashi, in the first Rashi, but Dafka mentioned Mechitzas because he wants to set up Abai's Kasha. So Abai understood Rava to be saying that the problems with the Mechitzas. That's why he asked for Mechitzas to Barzal. Well, his answer is, no, I'm not worried about the mechitzas. It's halach in the schach. The schach needs to be supported by some kind of krach. But l'chatchila, Rashi's in the original version of Rava that sort of Abaye heard. But there he mentions the Yisaydis too, but he is asking to be the emes, but he also mentions the mechitzas, because Abaye heard, what the mitzias is, schach l'malam esrim has to be held up by something that's good. It could be the mechitzas, it could be the Yisaydis. One way or another, in other words, you can have a pose, or you can have a mechitzah. Something has to hold up the schach. So, but Abai heard that the problem attacking is the mechitzah, that the mechitzah is a kavur. So Abai asked, "El miato, mechitzah shabbazel should also be no good." But when Rashi gets to the end, when he gets to, it could be also, could be Abai, even if Abai heard you say this, Oy Mechitzas. Abai heard that the problem is that the structure is Kabur. Whether it's the Mechitzas, whether it's the Seydis, the structure is Kabur. So Abai asked, well, Mechitzas of Basel is also Kabur. So Rava says, no, I don't really care about the structure anyway. Yesh b'chal k'varai. What I care about is that the Schach requires, it's a din in the Schach. It's a din in the sheer goyim of the Schach. A sheer gaiva of the schach that requires that it be supported by Kabbalah. So here already Rashi doesn't mention the mechitzas. And here Rashi doesn't mention the mechitzas now at the end. He doesn't want to mislead us. Don't fixate on the mechitzas. It's the schach. Does the schach need to be supported by a kvadika structure? If mechitzas here is l'mayim l'mayim, the problem is not in the structure. The problem is in the schach. So I don't care what holds up the schach. Maybe the schach is held up by a spaceship, but the spaceship has to be kvad. Whatever it is, whatever holds up the schach has to be kvad. So here maybe Rashi B'davka avoids talking about mechitzas. Don't think the problem's in the sukkah as a whole. The problem is dafka in the schach.
If soul is in the schach, then why
why is this so metallic between the wall don't have to be kavua and the wall can be kavua and staff can't.
Oh, so let's go on. Let's talk about this. Taisa says, we're going to read Taisa inside, not today, but we're going to read Taisa inside carefully, hopefully. But Maisa, Taisa says that there's two, that besides the halacha that schach l'malim esrim is possible, because it needs, whatever, it has a shiur gaiva, l'malim esrim is possible. Taisa also uses the lashon of shiur gaiva. Taisa is mechadish another halacha, that if you were conveying the schach l'masmerim, so the rain can't get through, so it's waterproof. But you said that's also possible. It's possible as dearest part. So, the Tzlach says Pshat and Tesvus. That is two din in the Kvah. There's a din of Kvah in the Tzlach, and there's a din of Kvah in the Mechitzos. Because the stach is bothered. Why do I have different parameters? The din of lamala me'esrim, all we need is that it's roid for mechitzas of arai. In order to be kosher, we're talking about the height of the stach. In order for it to be kosher, all we require is not that the mechitzas actually be arai. They don't have to be arai. They could be barzel. They just have to be able to be arai. On the other hand, we talk about the stach itself. We don't say it's enough that the stach could be arai. The schach actually has to be arai. If you nail it down and you make it waterproof, it's possible. I could have been arai, but it's not. It's klah, and that's why it's, and therefore it's possible. So it seems to have different gedarim over here, different parameters. We talk about the height of the schach, all we require is that the walls be able to be arai. We talk about the schach, we require the schach actually is actually arai. Says the schach, what's the schach? There's the schach, because there's two different halachas of arai. There's halach of the arai and the mechitzas, and there's halacha of arai in the schach. And halacha of arai, and they're not the same. The halacha of arai in the mechitzos, that's the halacha of l'mal nechov. That's halacha in the mechitzos. It's not like we just said. It's the halacha in the mechitzos. The mechitzos are not so primary. Places themselves say the mechitzos is not so primary. The schach is more primary. Places throws it in. The mechitzos is not so primary. So the mechitzos, it's enough that they be able to be arai. They don't actually have to be arai. The schach is more sensitive, more important. And the schach has a different hand than its own halacha of arai. And there, it's more, we're more machmir, there it's not enough for the schach to potentially be arai, the schach has to actually, in fact, be arai. Adkan the schach. The schach wants the answer. So the schach is not like the way we're saying. No, the schach is reading into Tosfos. From the fact that Tosfos is mechalek, between the kva of the schach, or the arai of the schach, and the arai, the nailing down of the schach, the actual structure of the schach, versus the arai that comes from the height. So the schach explains the Tosfos that the arai of the schach itself wasn't nailed down enough. That's halach in the schach. That's an arai in the schach. That's more l'chumah. That has to actually be arai. The arai that has to do with the height. That's halach in the mechitzas. Mechitzas, Tosfos said, are not the ikra schach, are not the ikra sukkah. There is enough that it could have been arai. It doesn't actually have to actually be arai. That's what the slach of the majbul the Tosfos. Agav Urcho, the slach uses this to answer a question. It's really Rishayim asked. I'll talk about it on a different occasion, which is in the case of Istaba, built in Istaba, and the slach becomes kosher. So Rishayim asked, how does it kosher? It's tasev olim and osli. You have a look at tasev olim and osli. If you built the slach out of a tree and it's still attached to the ground, then you cut it off from the ground, so it's no good because when you put the slach up, it was possible. Later on, you came in that side and you were machshir. So the Tosfos says that's chagasukas tasilucha. Can't be. You have to build the schach behetsha. So how come over here when you built the schach was lamal and esrim? Then you made the istava, and by making the istava, the schach became kosher. When you built the schach, it was possible. So why isn't it tasilucha and also? The answer is the schach didn't have this, but this is a kasha that's asked by Rishonim. And the Iri has the kasha. There in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Iri has the kasha. Other Rishayim also. We'll see later what he says. But the Tzlach says, l'fi his understanding of Tosfos, the Valdi. The halacha l'mal and esrim is not a din in the schach, it's a din in the Tfanis. In the Tfanis, there's no din of Pasav L'Imos, as Perish Gemara, there's no din of Pasav L'Imos in the Tfanis. Pasav L'Imos is in the schach. Nechrami, if you nail down the schach, and you put down the schach, nail down, and then you took out the nails, that would have to be Pasav L'Imos. Because that's already din in the schach. His whole halacha of the sakh is not like this. He's understanding in Tosfos, he's imputing to Tosfos that the din of lamal and the esrim, that they are the din of a rai that requires that the sakh be lamal and the esrim, is not a din in the sakh, it's a din in the mechitzos. And that's the difference between the halacha of nailing down the sakh, that will require the actuality of a rai, and the halacha of lamal and mechop, we only require the potential of a rai. If this is in the sakh, this is in the mechitzos. But the part of them, the slachs, understanding place is very difficult. Because, first of all, the whole idea of saying that it's a din in the mechitzos, even though we saw it in the Ravid, that it's a din in the mechitzos, that comes with all kinds of baggage. Then you have to say the sugya of istavo is not like Rova. Very hard to say that, the Ravid really holds the way, but go on putting that to places. Not much in the way. Places the Chachila said it's a shir in the schach. The Balaam asked in places the Chachila said it's a shir in the schach. Now it's some big chazar in places. And also it's very hard to say that there's like two totally different halachas of Arai. One that says in the Gemara, which is Arai in the Mechitzas, B'malam Yashrim, and then Tosfos invented out of whole cloth some other brand new halacha of Arai in the Schach that it can't be nailed down because of his kasha about Simin Kol HaBachak. Like that's a different Arai than you have in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Arai, it's halacha in the Mechitzas. It has to be royally as Arai. And then Tosfos invented because of his problem of Simin Kol HaBachak, which is not the biggest problem in the world. Because that problem has been invented a whole new concept of Arai that doesn't say in the Gemara, that besides the Arai of the Mechitzis, there's an Arai in the Schach, and that has even stricter parameters than the Arai of the Mechitzis. The Chayit is not the challenge in Tosfos. The Raid in Tosfos, the standard, the Yeshivish Raid in Tosfos, I think this is the Yeshivish Raid. It's not the Yeshivish Raid, it should be the Yeshivish Raid. I'm actually going to say maybe a different possibility. But I'm sure this is the Yeshivish Raid, because this is what's misbakish. If you have the Yeshivish Raid, this is what's misbakish in Tosfos. See later, maybe you can go beyond that. But the Yeshivish Pshat in Tosfos, this is, I think, how they're able to explain Tosfos, is that Tosfos is not two halachas. It's one halacha. The halacha is that the schach cannot have a shem kva. A shem kva passes the schach. There's two ways that the schach, it's halacha and the schach. The tfanois don't have it in the kva, the tfanois don't have halachas at all, like the Rashas pointed out. Whoops, Sulei Sukkah was having the schach, not in the tfanois. The din of Arai also is said in the schach, not in the tfanis. But what is this? This new, there's a psul, there's a pasulus of kva in the schach. If the schach smells of kva, if the schach has a shem kva, then it's pasul. It's pasul b'chefsa. But what can make the schach, what can give the schach a shem kva? There's two ways that the schach could have a shem kva. There's one way that it could have a shem kva, which is that it's actually kva, you nailed it down. So then the schach is kva. But there's another way the schach could have a shem kva. If the schach is so high that it needs mamidim of kva, it needs to say this and mechitzas of kva, then that makes the schach kva. It's not like the schach understood that here we worry about actually and here we only worry about potential, could have been. That's not the difference. The difference is, what is it? We only look at the schach. Look at the features of the schach to decide if it's kva or rai. Schach that's lamata mechov, you could have mechitzah shul basel. So the mechitzahs are very kavur. But the schach's not kavur, because the schach, in its intrinsic properties, its height is such that it could have a maminim of a rai. So that's a schach of a rai. You happen to make mechitzahs of kva. But the schach itself is a rai, because it's capable from its height. Now, when I look at the intrinsic qualities of the schach, what intrinsic qualities does the schach have? And do they make it a rai or they make it kva? If the intrinsic property of the schach is that it's high, 20 am is high, then its intrinsic property is that it needs mamidim of kva. That makes the schach kva. If it's nailed down, then it has an intrinsic inherent quality that makes it kva. So that makes it kva. It's not two different halachas with two different parameters. It's one halacha that schach that has a shem kva is posul b'chevtzo, and there's two ways to have that. Either because it's a height that requires mamidim of kva, or because it's actually kva, but poil because it was nailed down. That's the chayr, the normal way to understand. It's a poshut way to understand this, not like the slach. What needs to be thought about, and this I'm going to leave you with, is that the same as Rashi? Remember, Rashi said two things. Rashi said, number one, that yesh b'chal kva right. You can't passel a sukkah because it's kva. Because every kva includes an arai. Yeah, we don't know exactly what that means, whatever it means. Yesh b'chal kva arai. Ay lamala michal. So Rashi said, that's something else. That's a shir goyla. Psula is not really because it's kva. It's kva kva rai. The psula is because the Torah said a shiva gaila. Her Tais is singing a different song. Tais is saying, actually, the problem with the schach is that it's kva. If you nail down the schach, it's possible because it's kva. We don't say, oh, yesh b'chal kva rai. This doesn't seem to have the yesh b'chal kva rai. So I say, why? What about mechitzah shel basil? Mechitzah shel basil, because we don't look at the mechitzah, we only look at the schach. The schach has to be intrinsically all right. If it's intrinsically kva, then the schach becomes possible. So the chayr of Ashkofer Rishona, this is the Mahalik and Tosis, then it's not like Rashi. It's not Rashi on two counts. First of all, because Rashi had this principle that yesh b'chal kva arai, that you can't hassle something because it's kva. Because kva includes arai, we don't know what that means, whatever it is, kva includes arai. And here, Taish is telling me that if you nail down the schach, why is the schach possible? Nothing wrong with the height, nothing wrong with the shiv gaila. So what's wrong with nailing down the schach? Because the schach is kva. So what happened to yesh b'chal kva arai? So there already I see a difference between Rashi and Tosfos. But the two, Rashi says that the problem with the Mal Nechov is that it's a sheer goyva. The problem is not that it's kva. Kva is not a problem, yesh b'chal kva arai. But rather the Torah is megala sheer goyva, los is lach sheer goyva. Rashi on the basis said that that's what Abai doesn't like. Abai says if it doesn't actually have to be kva, I'll make a taste to invent the sheer goyva. If it doesn't actually have to be arai, I'll make a taste to invent the sheer goyva. But Rava says, no, the Torah is megala to me sheer goyva. So it means that the din of the Ma'al Echof is like some kind of just arbitrary sheer goyva. And Taisa says, at least the way we're learning Taisa is learning, that that actually the problem with the Ma'al Echof is that it's kva. Because a schach that requires mechitzas of kva is considered to have the quality of being kva. So it's not like Rashi. Rashi said it's a sheer goyva. Taisa is saying, no, it's not a sheer goyva. It's a shem kva. A little bit strange because the places at the beginning quoted the Rashi that it's a shiur goyva and was masking for the Rashi that it's a shiur goyva. Now the Chora turns out at the end of places that it's actually not a shiur goyva at all, it's a shem kva. And therefore, Tosfos extrapolates from that if you nail it down, it's also possible because that also has a shem kva. Maybe it's a chazara Tosfos. So, usually it's boyin b'davar. Is this true? We know the Chora should come out. That Rashi and Tosfos are different. Are not the same. In the stock, we're not going to come back. The stock is like this left field. That was just for as a foil. But the Chor, what it says in Tosfos is that the psula of lemal nechov, the psula of lemal nechov is because the schach gets a shem kva. Because schach that's so tall that it requires mamidim of kva, that makes the schach kva. I don't care about the pieces that could be shel barzel, but I care about the height of the schach because that's the quality of the schach. If the schach has the quality of being of such a height that it needs mamidim of kva, then the schach is kva, and therefore Tosfos tells us that likewise, if you nail down the schach, then the schach is also kva. So I mean, Tosfos tells us the problem with the Ma'al Mechov is that the schach then becomes kva. Why don't I care about mechitzas shel barzel? Because I don't care about mechitzas. Mechitzas don't have dinim, but the schach has dinim. The schach has to have inherent qualities of being arai. L'chor, it's not like Rashi. Because in Rashi, Rashi's mahalach was that faket, mechitzas, that we never care about kva, because yesh b'chal kva arai. This strange statement of Rashi that we keep using without understanding. Yesh b'chal kva arai. So we never worry about kva. So elamai, so what's the ma'al nechof? So Rashi says, it's a shir goyba. L'chor means it's a shir ba'al. It's really not a din of arai. It's just a shir ba'al. L'chor, Rashi, sounds like Rashi is going to be different than Tosfos. Is that true? Good measure if you're thinking about it. If you're thinking about it already, we could ask a question. According to Rashi, that it's just a sheer goyva, it's really not halacha that schach has to be arai at all, because yesh b'chal kva arai, we never need arai. It's just a sheer goyva. The Torah means it's a sheer ba'al. The Torah said milsa ba'al. The Torah said besukas teishu yeshivas arai. Because the Torah doesn't really care about yeshivas arai. Just a gili milsa ba'al. That this is the height of the schach. 20 amos maximum height. How does that stem with the Gemara? Where the Gemara says, we have a few Gemaras, where the Gemara says that the Rabbanon, the Tanakhama, holds that Sukkot Yir Sarai Meimah. And that therefore the Moshe Gemara, Yuma Dap Yud, Rob himself, Dap Yud, and the Yuma says that according to the Chachamim, Sukkot doesn't need mezuzah, Lutamayo, that it's Sukkot Yir Sarai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Sukkot needs a mezuzah, Lutamayo, that it's a Dirus Kva. Or the Gemara in Ayoshin, in the second parak, where Rabbi Yehuda says that Yoshin Tachasimita is okay because Leosi El Rayim Avat Leel Kva. And the Rabbanon say that it's not okay because Diras Arai Beinun, and it's an oil arai is mevatel an oil arai. These Gemara seem to say that learned more human, especially, is Rav himself talking. These Gemara seem to say that you see in the Rabbanon that Sukkah Diris, that Sukkah actually has to be a Diris Arai, meaning it's called an Oyel Arai, Lagabi Yoshim Tachasimito. It's called an Oyel Arai, Lagabi Chiyav, a Bayis Arai, Lagabi Chiyav Mezuzah. According to Rashi, actually, that's not what it means. There's no din the Sukkah has to be Arai. In fact, Yesh Bechal Karai could be Kfat for all we care. It's a Shir Goyla. How is it? Like an arbitrary Shir Goyla. Nothing really to do with the fact of being Arai. So how does that do with those, according to Tosis is good. No, the din of Lamala Mechof is a din of Arai. The Schach has to, the Schach, if it requires Mamin, if its height requires Mamin of Klav, that becomes a Schach Va. The Schach has to be Arai, not Klav. It has to have the quality of Va, not the quality of Arai, not the quality of Klav. But according to Rashi, that's not shot in the Pesach. And the Pesach is only Laruya Yeshir Goiva, teach me Yeshir Goiva. So how do you understand those Gemaras that say that no, a Sukkah really, it's Potem and Amzuzah, because there is Arai Bein. It's called an Oil Arai, because there is Arai Bein. How's Rashi going to understand that? That also maybe is a remez. Maybe it's not so posh at our understanding of Rashi. It's not an arbitrary shir. So then we have to know why not. I mean, it can't really be the Nevarai, because Yesh Bechak Varai. But now we really have to come to grips. You know, at this point, we have no choice. We have to come to grips with what does it mean, Yesh Bechak, what's the meaning of Yesh Bechak Varai, and Mela, how does it work apart from that?